Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing on in Matthew's Gospel. We're coming up to the end of chapter 2, so we're making some progress. And thank you for joining me each and every day here on the Daily Bible. Greatly appreciate it. Hope you're learning as I am as well. Today, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 2, verses 19 through 21, which say, "But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel." So as we've read already, the Holy Family fled to Egypt. Like I said, there were some very good-sized Jewish colonies in Egypt, so it was a logical place to go. But they fled to Egypt because Herod lost his mind, basically, and decided to and was trying to kill Jesus because Jesus was a threat to his earthly power. Because as we saw at the very beginning of Matthew's gospel in that genealogy, Jesus is in that kingly lineage. He's in that kingly lineage. He's the king of the Jews, essentially. Matthew was very careful in establishing his kingship at the beginning of his gospel. In today's passages, an angel appears to Joseph again. This is a couple times now where an angel has appeared to Joseph. And what's fascinating to me is that Saint Joseph does not ask any questions. He just does what he's told. And what's also interesting is that the angel appeared to him because he was the protector of the family. God chose him to be the protector of Mary, to be the earthly father and protector of Jesus. So the angel appeared to him. And what does he do? He gets up and he does what he's told. And in so many ways, this can apply to us. How many times have we fought against what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do? Be it here, Saint Joseph, one of the greatest saints in our church, who in Scripture has actually never said a word. There's no words of him quoted. But when he's told to do something, he just does it. I think there's a good lesson for us all in that. Thank you for joining me today, and join me tomorrow as we finish up Matthew chapter 2. God bless you. Have a fantastic day.